USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A special House Senate committee is looking to craft a long-term budget extension to avert another partial government shutdown. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she hopes there isn't another partial government shutdown.
Nobody wants the government shut down. What we want is for the Democrats to negotiate.
Venezuela's Supreme Court is barring opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country. The court, packed with members that are loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, also ordered Guaido's assets frozen. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the situation in Venezuela does affect Americans.
We used to have this idea called the Monroe Doctrine, which is interest in your hemisphere, and for too long we've ignored that. It is in our interest to ensure that there is democracy in Venezuela. We're not coming in to impose democracy on an unwilling population. The population deeply wants it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Here's another sleep study that may keep you up at night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The new study says in addition to making you tired, going without sleep pretty much guarantees your body is going to ache all over. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, finding that sleep deprivation decreases brain activity associated with pain relief, and they found the same thing happened to people whose sleep was simply disturbed. The leader of the study says the optimistic takeaway is that getting better sleep can help manage and reduce pain. The study's published in the latest edition of the Journal of Neuroscience.
Democrats on the House Committee of Natural Resources are primed to elbow out the word God from the oaths administered to witnesses testifying before the panel. A draft obtained by Fox News this week shows that Democrats intend on changing pronouns like his or her to their and removing God from the text. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Maroon 5 has canceled its news conference to discuss the band's Super Bowl halftime performance, choosing not to meet with reporters. Some folks are saying this is due to their belief of the social injustices that are still happening in the NFL. Today at the annual NFL State of the Union address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked why there was no Maroon 5 press conference.
When we have looked at how we do things around the Super Bowl, that includes press conferences, that includes announcements. We have all looked at how the world is changing. And for us, and particularly for our artists in this case, one of the things they really wanted to do is be able to use the new opportunities that we all have through social media and other platforms to be able to reach their fans directly, tease the show a little bit, make sure they understand the inside of what's happening.
Next, the commissioner was asked about the NFL expanding to China.
China is a priority market for the NFL. We believe that our game has a great deal of potential to expand, to grow, and to bring new fans into our game. You mentioned that we've had tremendous growth there. We've had double-digit growth this past year in China in our fan base and people engaging with our game. And I hope sometime in the next couple of months we're going to have some very exciting announcements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A traffic stop by the Utah Highway Patrol on Interstate 15 through Cedar City Monday night resulted in a drug bust after a Cedar City Police canine officer became involved. St. George Police have forwarded evidence to a federal agency as part of the investigation into whether someone deliberately set the fire early Saturday morning that destroyed a nearly completed LDS stake center. A driver who police say may have experienced a medical problem caused a chain reaction collision involving six other vehicles in the Costco parking lot Tuesday afternoon. And the FBI has concluded the investigation into the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, indicating that the high-stakes gambler who rained a hail of gunfire down on a crowd of country music fans, killing 58, took to his grave any specific motive for the 2017 attack. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 60 today, clear and 35 tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow, 59 with a 20% chance of rain. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Reproductive health and the rights of women. You heard Governor Cuomo, what happened here in New York, saying women can carry a child all the way to the day of birth and then decide not to have that baby. Down in Virginia, they're talking about something similar. Listen to this.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
make. I understand
that.
I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
That is Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran, I believe, of Fairfax. She's a Democrat.
Is there any?
And it is a baby. It's a baby that they would have to terminate right there.
When I was reading articles about it this morning, they had pictures of babies just being born. And if you've ever had a baby, my gosh, it's the best experience of your life. When they hand you that child, it changes your life in a major way. And, you know, this is beyond. This is so, it's so hard for me to wrap my head around. It's the best day of your life when you hold that child. And there's so many women out there that want children, who want babies so badly. And so there's so many women out there that would love to take these children. And so it's just a hard topic, because the day they put Hayden in my arms, it was the best day.
Yeah, that was, you were listening to Virginia Democrat Kathy Tran presenting that bill and not wanting to answer the obvious question about the bill. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. And then you were hearing Ainsley Earhart break down on Fox and Friends, getting emotional and couldn't talk about it. I mean, just, you know, I think all of us feel that way. The surprising thing I just want to mention about this is the silence I'm hearing from a lot of people out there that are liberal or Democrat, just kind of not talking about it. It's very strange to me, by the way. Why would they not even comment? Do they have a problem with this? I would hope. I would hope, just for the sake of humanity, that this would be an issue for them. But I'm seeing a lot of silence. I don't know if you're seeing the same thing. They're just not speaking about it. You know what they're speaking about? Nancy Pelosi and the wall. That's what they're talking about. I mean, it's astounding, isn't it? Welcome to the show. Open phone lines this hour. I want to talk about a lot of subjects, but I'll take calls. And I want to engage with you in a conversation in this hour. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there. So the reason they're not talking about this, mm-hmm, is because finally the truth,
yeah,
is right in your face.
You're
about
right.
This whole issue.
You're
this
right.
Is a child. And it is a child from conception.
Yep,
and
I agree.
I almost feel like this whole thing had to come to this point for people to actually get a grip on what we've been doing.
And you may be onto something there. Maybe there's a reason for this. And maybe finally that awakening to what's actually going on. Like the women that were watching that video that changed their tune, completely changed their stance after watching one take place. That gives me some hope. Maybe that's the silver lining in this, is that we're finally really talking about what happens. And how evil we've become as a society if this is going to take place.
Absolutely. And that's why they are silent, because the reality has finally, hopefully sunk into some people.
Oh, let's hope. Let's hope. Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And, no one's asking really about this, but how in the world does that have to do with mother's health? Carrying a baby full term and then deciding, it just doesn't make sense that even their argument could stand for 2 seconds. It's all about women's health, and you get the whole 9 months to decide. If your health was in peril, and they could sense something was going on that they could prevent, they'd be doing that pretty quick, not letting you have 9 months to decide up until the time of the birth of the baby. We have about 18 deaths per 100,000 births every year. And so they lead out with that. They say it's all about women's health, women's health, women's health. 18 deaths per 100,000 due to childbirth, complications in childbirth. And this is everywhere. If that's the case, we're killing 125,000 babies a day to compensate for women's health that's only 18 out of 100,000? Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The key thing in that whole speech in Virginia mm-hmm. was, if you listen to the chairperson, he said mental health of the woman.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, how in the world,
yeah, you're right.
How in the world is murdering a baby
yeah.
going to help someone there is no logical explanation for that whole video.
Yep, they lose the entire argument if it goes to mental health. Is
to
what
have
you're saying.
That man yep. say, well, we need to kill something to fix your mental health. That doesn't make any sense at all.
You're right. You're absolutely, great catch. You're absolutely right. When the conversation shifts to mental health, that's why they get 9 months to decide. If it's going to be a burden on their mental health, why can't they give it up for adoption? It's ridiculous. It's insane.
It is ridiculous.
Oh,
it is absolutely wrong.
Yep.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, it is.
And we have to start saying that.
Yep. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
And it's evil, and it's 10 shades of evil, and we have to come to grips with this as a nation. Thank you. I love the phone call. Thank you for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi,
One reason I think that they might be being silent is because they're not done yet. I just have a fear of all choice being taken away to where, there's been euthanasia bills coming up and even worse abortion bills. And
I hope you're not right.
How long before, the China system, the point system is used to take our choice away for if we want to have, to give birth, or if we want to grow old and not have the standard of life that they say we should have. And
I agree.
I don't want to be a fear monger, but that's what I mean.
No, you have to go there. You have to go there, because who would have ever thought we'd find ourselves here?
Right.
So we have to. there's no end to this. You're exactly right. You're right on par. There's no end to this. There's more. Just can't stomach it. Anyway, thank you. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Thank you for the call. You made a great point. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
If this is for women's mental health, how many women, after having an abortion, go into a deep depression, realizing what they've done? I don't think it's going to help their mental health.
Yeah.
Also, where are these women that go and murder their children when they're two? I think they can come and go, hey, you guys are murdering babies. So what right. is the difference with right. what I did?
Yeah. And, you know? And my mental health's at risk, so I can do what I want. They're yeah. my kids. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. They were getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Yeah. Parenting's hard. Insane. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Wow. Great. All great points. All great points. I'm so glad that all of you care. I'm so glad that people are speaking out. As hard as this topic is, and trust me, it's a tough one for radio. And I think it was the caller, wasn't it, the other day? This is why Rush doesn't touch this. In fact, I was told this is a taboo subject in radio. Never allowed to talk about this one. I don't care. I don't care. It's evil. It's wrong. And if we don't start talking about it and addressing it, the reason we all have such sick stomachs about this, the reason that we, it just makes you nauseous is because we've allowed it to get to this point. And now we're having to address this insanity and there's almost no words for it. I mean, you almost can't believe that this woman, Kathy Tran, can stand there. And these are both women pushing this bill, these bills. Deborah Glick, stand there and push this, pushing this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to make you aware that Rush spent a good portion of a segment this morning discussing this entire
topic. Oh, I'm so glad.
So that was really, that was really awesome to hear.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you told me that. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yes, finally. Good. He needs to. He needs to because everyone that listens to him is going to be nauseous over this. And these other states pushing it now, trying to adopt it. I think it was Iowa that passed the heartbeat bill that says, once you can hear a heartbeat, they've banned abortions after that. There are some other states stepping up. You might see some very, very clear division. Some very, very clear division in the United States on this, with states deciding what they're going to do. And I hope my state... where are we in this? Why aren't we passing the heartbeat bill? Why aren't we passing more laws about reversing some of our stances on abortion? Why aren't we doing that? Shouldn't we be leading this out? Shouldn't us in Texas and some very, very conservative states be leading the charge? Where are we? It makes me sick. Where are the men on this? There may be a lot of legal complications in New York with men that didn't want this to happen, who are against this, who would seek to sue the woman. What's going to happen in those cases? They've opened themselves up to such legalities, and good. That's great. I'm glad. Hopefully, we'll have someone with some humanity in New York come forward to fight this, I hope, in Virginia. There's been rumblings about Oregon, New Jersey. It's beyond. Open phone lines. I'll take your calls. There's many things to talk about, and you can sound off on the Kay Daly Show. We have Mark McClish coming on. He has a background as a U.S. Marshal and FBI, talking about how to spot a liar in the last hour. It'll give you fun for watching the news and politicians, I always think. And then Melissa, going into the depths of Marxism. How, what, why, how did it evolve? We'll be right back on Kay Daly Show.
It's time for the super sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%.
We gotta make room for new arrivals.
It's the Super Sale.
At the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Every year you do the same thing. You start a new workout program, but 3 weeks in, you find yourself right back where you started. You didn't fail. Your gym failed. That's why the Summit Athletic Club has their new program, the Virtual Trainers. Now you can come in and get training every time you walk in. No more guessing on what to do. You come in and in 30 minutes you get a complete workout geared towards your goals. There are no group classes to attend. You don't have to worry about a certain time to be there. The Virtual Trainers are available 24/7, so you can do it on your time. No matter what age or shape you're in, this is the year to break through the I tried to work out and get to the best shape you've been in years. Because after all, it's all about getting you feeling the very best you can. So what are you waiting for? Get into the Summit Athletic Club's new Virtual Trainers and see how, for as little as $10 a month, you can make this year the year you become the best you. Stop into the new location on Bluff and try it out for free. Your future starts at the Summit Athletic Club.
Hey, this is Lauren from the Travel Connection. We're hosting several spectacular trips in 2019, and you're invited to come along. We take care of the details, and I've been told we're pretty fun to travel with. If you would like to stay within the U.S., in April, we're visiting the Old South on a 7-day escorted tour. In June, we'll be in beautiful Ireland. This Ireland tour is 10 days and will take us to all the must-sees. Book by March 1st for an early booking discount.
Thanks, Lauren. And this is Mary from the Travel Connection. On September 22nd, we'll be river cruising in Europe between Amsterdam and Budapest with AMA Waterways. River cruising is my favorite way to travel through Europe. There's a $500 per person discount for cruising with us. If traveling alone, ask about our single rates. We'd love to be your hosts on any of our adventures for 2019. Give Mary or Lauren a call at the Travel Connection, 435-628-3636. That's 628-3636, or stop by and see us at the Travel Connection.
More and more businesses are planning events where they need quick but flavorful lunches to help keep their presentations moving. Whether you're hosting a luncheon, workshop, or meeting, box lunches are the answer. At Catering Concepts, our gourmet box lunches are perfect for feeding large and small groups in your office with the convenience of individual lunches, customized with a tasty main dish, dessert, and water bottle. All meals come in an easy-to-use container ready to go. Call 435-574-0059. That's 574-0059.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more, as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Welcome back. Talk lines are open, 888-673-1450. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Glad to have you listening in. A lot of topics. You're welcome to weigh in on those that that you're thinking about. I think that's what it's all about, right? In this show today, we have Mark McClish coming on the last hour, How to Spot a Liar. Some easy techniques, body language, things to think about. He actually wrote the book on interrogation, and so it'll be a very interesting conversation. Also, with Melissa, the roots of Marxism, and really what we're looking at as far as the youth being sold on this idea and how it correlates to socialism, Marxism to socialism, and the beginnings, theory, and practice of Marxism. We've been talking a little bit about Virginia going after the same bill that New York just did and how horrified we all are. And I'm with you. I'm horrified. I couldn't be more horrified. It's the most despicable act of legislation I've seen. I can't even believe it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi there. Mm-hmm.
A little research there. Dr. Wilkie, mm-hmm. many years ago, called this a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And a topic that nobody really wants to get into is that Martin Luther King received the first Margaret A. Sanger Award in 1966. So how can he be pro-life?
Yeah, good question.
Thank you, Dara.
Interesting. Thank you. Good question. Yeah. You know, it's been around a long time. I mean, abortions, and we all know this. There's quite a history prior to the 1800s. Most states practiced some variation of this. There were a lot of laws in place, though, for anyone that tried to do this. There was a consequence. And even a conviction for the intention to abort was handed down in Maryland, clear back in 1652. We've been dealing with this for a long, long time. Now it's just reached a peak of evil that we haven't quite seen, but all of it's evil, all of it. Just because New York passed this doesn't mean that now all of a sudden we've been evil and at 125,000 deaths a day, every single day. It's beyond, right? Anything you can comprehend. I wanted to mention before we got rolling on this, the rest of this hour, get over to Dr. Diet. I was actually over there earlier today. They're awesome. And they're doing healthy eating classes and natural hormone balancing and appetite suppressing and one-on-one coaching, discrete weigh-ins and getting you back to a healthy weight. And I know everyone struggles with this. And so sometimes you don't know the cause and maybe you're on the wrong diet. Maybe you've been trying low carb, but maybe low carb isn't really the way your body should go. There's a lot of diets I wouldn't do because they wouldn't be right for my body type. Make sure you go to Dr. Diet and get some help on this. It's so worth it. I can't even tell you. I dropped 33 pounds at Dr. Diet and I've kept it off. Please go in. don't wait. DrDietWeightLoss.com. DrDietWeightLoss.com. Also, Tyson chicken recall again. Always a recall every week, I swear. All kinds of things. You know what? I'll take some calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know. I'm sorry. I always get there a little too late. We have a lot going on with the Super Bowl. I wanted to mention, keep your eyes open if you're traveling to the Super Bowl. A lot of human trafficking goes on during the Super Bowl. Keep your eyes open. On speaking of human trafficking, Tim Ballard coming out talking about the wall, the necessity for the wall. I was really glad he's doing that. And somebody that's involved in human trafficking, my gosh, you know, hear from those on the front that are trying to say we need a wall, for Pete's sakes. I'll go ahead and take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You can sound off on anything in this hour.
Hey there, Kate.
Hi there.
I just want to go ahead and definitely concur with you on the fact that the ludicrous and insanely sickening bill in New York is just evil.
Yeah.
I was able to listen to another person who had an idea on ads that possibly, I don't know if they would help or not. I thought that they might turn some people around, but the ad basically had, you know, this young girl and she was all about my choice and my body and you know, my health. And it's all about me. And, you know, then it had, her right to choose and then the baby's being born. And so then they have another, you know, it cuts to all these different people of all these different ages. And when the baby's born, you know, if she's not going to sleep through the night, yeah, I could end it. And then it goes up to toddler. Well, you know, terrible twos. Yeah, that's a pretty good time. Oh, and, you know, they get into the teenage years. And anytime, you know, he comes home late from curfew, I should just kill him now. Yeah. And it goes on and on and on. And it really drives home the point that if it's not okay when they are a two-year-old, when they are a teenager, when they're getting married and you don't like the person that they're going to marry, is that ever okay?
Yeah.
Then why in the world, when they are coming, being born, why in the world would that be okay? And it just gave this wonderful perspective on how idiotic it is to think that you have that power just because you might be in pain. I'm sorry. That's having a child. That's giving birth.
Yeah.
And just, you know, discomfort. Life has discomforts. And why in the world would you be able to take somebody's life away from them because you're in a bit of discomfort for a few hours?
I know.
So
yeah.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
How in the world, did we get to this point? It's just,
you know,
so
you know what I think? I think so many people disassociated from it. And I'm talking about Democrats in general or people that supported the choice of this. They sort of distance themselves from the wording. And this is what it talks about in the history of abortion, is that we got very complacent because we were able to choose different words where it didn't seem so bad. And so then people could get used to that wording. It's a choice. It's my body. It's all about me. It's the baby has nothing to do with it. So it got to the point where the value of life, we weren't talking about anybody's life but the mother. And then what happens is no one wants to know what's going on during an abortion. So they're even more distanced from the very act that they're condoning. The only thing I've ever seen work is when somebody has to sit there and watch what actually goes on. And I don't know how somebody that's human can consent to that. So that's the only thing I've seen work, absolutely change people, is when they had to face what it is they supported, not in theory, but in reality.
Well, and what is so interesting to me is how they have warped the whole conversation. You know, you talk about how they never talk about the right thing.
Right.
So this Virginia?
It's Vermont. Virginia.
You know,
Virginia and Vermont. Which is it? It's Vermont. Virginia. Virginia. Yes.
But, you know, they are saying right up until the time that she's going to deliver.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, because you would think that if they're really for women, giving birth to a baby that is dead, you've already gone through all that body morphing. You've gone through all the morning sickness. You've gone through all of these issues. And then the psychological damage of having somebody murder or kill something inside of you, and then you deliver a dead body.
Yeah.
That, to me, would be horrific. And they are just like, oh, that's wonderful. That's great, because she chose. And I'm like, you are causing so much psychological damage.
Oh, yeah.
For generations. Like, they...
I know.
Again, just so incomprehensible.
It's hard to find words, isn't it? Thank you. Thanks for the call. I know. I'm with you. Thank you for that. It's so difficult to understand. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
As your callers are talking, I just got thinking about it. Don't they sell body parts of these babies?
Mm-hmm.
So is this like a better body part that they're going to sell?
You know, I thought about that. I also thought about Peter Thiel and his big new company selling blood and having it have to come from younger people. And I started thinking about where we go 5 years from now with some of the things that I've seen kind of coincide. We're in dangerous territory. And it's hard to think ahead and think in those terms, but we're going to have to. This is an assault on our children. It's bad. It's going to get bad.
And what's crazy is the people that go in and find out that they're selling body parts and they record them, they go to jail.
I know. Thank you for that. I know. It's amazing. Hi, caller. It's baffling. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Gee, after what I've been hearing and the latest developments about the, at what time can this procedure, I think it's time they we bring Roe v. Wade back on the chopping, or shall I say the judicial, I'm using the wrong word, bring it back.
And get it out.
In other words, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Let states run it, but, to have it go this far and now to another state and how it's going to roll on, and you know what I'm saying.
And here's the thing. It wasn't a federal ruling. They're not allowed to rule federally. So each state can decide right now what they want to do. This is exactly why New York is getting away with this. So, So we've got to stand up to this and also strengthen our states on this and tell your state legislators to get on the ball.
Yes.
And outlaw
and stop
this.
Stop as many states as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And shame those that keep it open for those to. All right.
I agree.
Thank you.
I so appreciate your call. I truly do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, Sam calling.
Hi there.
I wanted to alert you to an article along the same line on the issue of abortion. It's kind of a title that would probably leave some people uncomfortable, but it's on newswithviews.com. By the author is Dave Dobemeyer, and it's called "Are We Eating Our Children?" And what he's pointing out in here, and has credible evidence up there. There's a link to a deposition by a doctor who fully admits that these aborted baby parts and fetal tissue are winding up in things like not only in vaccines, but in a lot of the food preservatives and stuff that goes into a lot of the food we eat.
I've heard this. I've read this. I haven't brought it up. I brought it up on the show, but I haven't done a significant portion of the show on this. It makes people so sick. It's hard to fathom, but they do. They use the cell lines. They use those for vaccines. Yes, there's a lot of parts that are being used.
And
we'd be surprised.
What I would say to this, Kate, is simply this. I know it's uncomfortable for us to deal with, but we really need to face ourselves.
I agree.
And understand what we've come to as a country,
I totally agree. Thank you. Yes.
God bless.
You too. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you might want to look that up. Do some research on just where these things are ending up, how they're being used. It's beyond something I can even fathom, think about, but a very real aspect. And we did, I think we brought up on the show for 5 or 10 minutes one day, and it was tough to do, but you might want to look that up, how it's being used in our foods and certain things. It's bad. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm so grateful for all of you weighing in, and open phone lines for the rest of the hour. You can call up 888-673-1450. Tell me how you're feeling about all this. Because I know there's some deep, deep feelings here. There should be. And I'm glad to see them. Be right back.
Subaru Outback is built to take you places you've never been. Maybe it's time to test drive, because right now at Findlay Subaru, get 0% financing on all new 2019 Outback models through January 31st. Come drive Ascent, Subaru's biggest SUV ever, with seating for up to 8. Or drive the all-new 2019 Forester with more horsepower and interior space. Whatever Subaru fits your wants, you'll find it at Findlay Subaru, on the saving side of the freeway, because we believe in you. Financing with approved credit with Subaru Motors Finance.
It has been reported that adult males smile an average of 8 times a day. A woman typically smiles about 40 times a day. Children, however, smile close to 400 times a day. Plum Dental can help you achieve that healthy, beautiful smile that you just can't help but show. Schedule your appointment now at plumdental.com.
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more, as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in. But it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when it is the best time to upgrade that old system? Well, now is a great time during the milder season when you probably aren't using your system as much and the guys at Air Care Professional have more time available. Plus great specials. Get up to $900 off a new system and 0% equipment financing options for up to 60 months OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions, even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Are you in the market for a new or nearly new car? Are you dreading the process of dealing with high-pressure sales? We do things differently here at Newbies. This is Eric Todd with Newbie Buick GMC, and we've listened to our customers. They have told us they want a simple and easy way to buy a car. That's why we created the Newbie Internet Pricing Policy and Sales Process. The price you see online is the price you get here. We post our prices clearly on every car, truck, and SUV for everyone to see, even our competition. Let me introduce to you our Salesperson of the Month, Todd Johnson.
If you're looking for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then come see me, Todd Johnson, at Newbie Buick GMC. My goal is to get you all the information you need to help you make the decision, and I will work hard to make the sales process easy and find the perfect car for you.
Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuick.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way at newbiebuickgmc.com today.
Every year you do the same thing. You start a new workout program, but 3 weeks in, you find yourself right back where you started. You didn't fail. Your gym failed. That's why the Summit Athletic Club has their new program, the Virtual Trainers. Now you can come in and get training every time you walk in. No more guessing on what to do. You come in and in 30 minutes you get a complete workout geared towards your goals. There are no group classes to attend. You don't have to worry about a certain time to be there. The Virtual Trainers are available 24/7, so you can do it on your time. No matter what age or shape you're in, this is the year to break through the I tried to work out and get to the best shape you've been in years. Because after all, it's all about getting you feeling the very best you can. So what are you waiting for? Get into the Summit Athletic Club's new virtual trainers and see how, for as little as $10 a month, you can make this year the year you become the best you. Stop into the new location on Bluff and try it out for free. Your future starts at the Summit Athletic Club.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the beautiful, Kate Daly Show.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Day in every way, it's getting better and better.
Welcome back.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. Happy to. You know, after Melissa and I did the show last week, we had, I had mail, and a lot of you were expressing your dismay, your just confusion, your outrage at what happened in New York. And I understand why. We've reached that level. And some people said I had to turn it off. I couldn't stomach it. And other people said, but I'm glad that you did it. And we need to face this as a nation. And I agree. we do need to face this as a nation. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, you and the caller were talking about Roe versus Wade, and people need to know what the law is. They've been so dumbed down about the Constitution, mm-hmm. and they allow these politicians just to violate it. There are two grounds that Roe versus Wade not only doesn't apply to the states, it doesn't apply to the Congress, mm-hmm. it doesn't apply to the president. First, one was that Mulberry versus Madison ruling in 1803, where the court of itself claims that they had authority over all the states, every individual in America, and the federal government, Congress, and the president. It's null and void. So nobody should be paying attention to Roe mm-hmm. versus Wade.
Yeah.
There's a second reason why. Section 2, paragraph 2 of the Constitution gives the Congress the power to regulate any area of rulings of the Supreme Court or the federal courts. In other words, they can say from now on any laws, any rulings versus concerning abortion is no longer your jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two grounds right there. But we keep sending these people to Washington. They're ignoring the law. That's our problem. We're at fault.
Mm-hmm.
We keep voting them in. And, you know, we have the Republicans now for 2 years. We have the president. And Planned Parenthood is still being funded. Mm-hmm. So your money's being taken to pay for abortions, all of ours. And we keep supporting these Republicans and Democrats.
I agree.
And the president, boy, why isn't the president demanded, I will not sign the budget, because he has signed legislation funding Planned Parenthood,
yep.
and Congress keeps approving that legislation. They're all at fault.
We've
got to stop voting for the Republican and Democrats and start going to alternative parties.
Thank you. It was a Texas case, right, that went to Roe versus Wade, and interesting part about it was she ended up being very pro-life, and the baby is alive. That baby is my age. Yeah. And she's pro-life. So interesting what happened there. But here's the deal, though. The states are under, there was no federal ruling. And when the women were claiming victory, they were doing so in a way to try to, I think, really threaten and make everybody shut up. So it was like the Supreme Court ruled on this. We have our victory in abortion. And really, if anyone was paying attention at the time or since, it has not been a victory federally, because the Supreme Court cannot rule federally like that. So they can place an opinion on it. And so they sold it as a victory, and they kept saying it was a victory to where the people believed it was their victory. If we had been smart at the time and since, we would have been pulling that apart at every angle and educating everybody in the fact that this was not a nationwide ruling. They have no ability to do so. And so some basics on that. We have to get to a point where we're educating in this country. A lot of people don't know that, and they don't even know that the baby lived. The baby, by the time Roe versus Wade hit the Supreme Court, that was even, she was like three. I mean, so the whole premise, everything behind this is it's a box of rocks. It's smoke and mirrors, and we the people aren't seeing it. We need to be writing our legislators. We need to be leaning on them hard on this and tell them, every one of you campaigned on this. Every single one of you used this to get our vote, so that we felt like you sided with us. You felt like we morally knew who you were. So why haven't you done anything? Why are you so silent? Why are you naming post offices? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to make you aware that there is an abortion bill, House
yes.
Bill 136, that was introduced
weeks.
On January 23rd mm-hmm. by Representative Cheryl Acton here in our state legislature
yeah.
from West Jordan.
15 weeks,
that
right?
That would ban abortions after 15 weeks.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's on the books. I'd love to see a complete no abortion bill. I mean, if Iowa can pass a heartbeat bill, where are we? Why are we even going out to 15 weeks? Why are we doing this? Why are we not fighting harder as a conservative state? I think we mentioned that on last Monday or something, a little bit about that. But yes, there are bills. It's just, why are we not
why are we not leading the charge in this, in completely doing something? I mean, really doing something about it. We're still funding Planned Parenthood in our state.
Yes, most of the challenge she's getting is from the House, the Democrats, that say that it would cost too much because it would have to probably go clear to the Supreme Court and it would be ruled unconstitutional. May cost several million dollars, but
it's a great threat. It's a great threat. Yeah.
The president of Family Watch mm-hmm. here in Utah really feels like we need to go ahead with that, and that yep. the state should have that right to determine.
They do have
according
that right.
to our culture mm-hmm. That we should get behind it.
Yep, we do have that right, and not should, but we do. And here's the thing. They can use every threat tactic in the book. The other problem that I see is whenever we bring up the Democrats, they are the extreme minority in the state. So if we have an overwhelming, you know, majority, why are we not pushing forward? We always act like they're the opposition, and we have to be careful with the opposition's so small in this state. What in the world is going on compared to what we have in the majority? So these that again, I think, is smoke and mirrors, and a great way to keep this down and always blame the other side. I'd love to see these guys be the leader on this and lead the charge on a state saying, we will not do this, we will not fund this in our state. Wouldn't you?
I agree. And I think that we all need to contact our yep. state representatives,
yes.
both in the House and the Senate, and get them, you know, so that they're accountable for why we aren't fighting abortion yep. in our state stronger.
I agree. And here they are trying to come up with any legislation they can, even legislating plastic bags, for Pete's sakes, like California does, and they can't do this one? This is the one everybody would get behind. This is the one that they'd be coming out of the woodwork to support them, yet they're regulating the ticky-tacky little laws about everything else, and we've got to turn them around. We have the power to do it. We just have to do it as a people. I agree. Great points. Thank you. I really appreciate your phone call. We've got to do something more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
This really touches my heart.
Yeah.
My husband's mother tried to abort him 4 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And he survived. He was born blue, had to have an injection into his heart to bring him back to life.
Wow.
But the man was wonderful. I mean, I think of all the babies that were never born that could be, that are just wonderful people. And when he died, he had 1,000 people at his funeral.
Aww.
He touched so many lives and so many hearts. He was a warrior for Christ. He loved me. He loved his country. I just think of all of these people that we were losing.
I know.
For this.
I know. Well, we will never know them, and it's so unfortunate, and it's so sad. The depths of my soul can't even express how tragic and evil this is. I can't even, and I so appreciate you, and I'm sorry for your loss. That's what
thank
a hard
you.
Thing. Yeah. Thank you.
It was a hard thing, but he was a wonderful man, and I think of all those that we're losing.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
hurts my heart so much.
I know. I'm with you. I am with you. Thank you. Thank you for your call,
right.
and I really appreciate that. Heartfelt. Hi, caller. I know, and I know all of you are just echoing, right, these words. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You bet. The Republicans let the Democrats sponsor the bad legislation, and then that way it looks mm-hmm. like the Democrats started it, but then it magically gets passed, and then they'll say, well, I didn't vote for that, and
yep.
my colleagues didn't know what was in it. Mm-hmm. Utah House Bill 82 is California gun legislation. It's in the works right now, and like anything that passes, you know, the gold star ID, real ID nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Republican Wayne Harper from West Jordan, he was the prostitute that bent over on that one, and they all blame the other side, but Republican voters, they have to be some of the dumbest people in the world to not understand when their gang is in total control, they can stop whatever the voters want them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe abortion is an Illuminati sacrament. I believe there are people that have to keep it in there. It is profitable.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic in stem cells and other parts.
Yeah, it's sad.
So it never goes away. And Republicans have used abortion and guns to keep getting elected for 50 years because people just want someone to preach to them and tell them things that make them feel good, and then they'll vote for them. And it just gets worse and worse and worse.
And so have Democrats. Election. Democrats have been elected on the very premise of a choice, quote unquote choice. And so they've both used it. And it's, I can't even believe it's up for being used in this way. Isn't it amazing? This is life. So
it is amazing. If the BYU fans filling LaVell Edwards Stadium were willing to sacrifice just one game a year, we could end this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank
we
you.
We could. 60,000 people screaming in front of the governor's house, in front of anywhere.
Right.
Just shut. We just go to the abortion clinics themselves and sit down. We're not moving.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right.
When the cops come and arrest us, we'll see that the cops are defending the baby murderers, and more light is put on the subject.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Stuff. Where are Utah legislators on this? Why do we not have a governor that seeks to do the will of the people in Utah, which I know the majority here are vehemently against abortion? So if we don't start pushing and throwing on social media and start really getting a lot stronger on this issue, it's not going to go anywhere. And this is the time to do it. Because everybody is so horrified about what happened in New York and what's going to happen in Virginia. I have a feeling they'll put that through, that this is the time. So where are they? Why are they not pushing? Why are they not trying harder? And I give the gal, you know, credit with the 15-week bill, but we need to go further than that. And we need to stop funding Planned Parenthood. I'll never forget when one of the reporters from CBS did a spot on this. It was when everybody was debating on the Hill over this, over Planned Parenthood funding. And then she got on social media and she said, I'm all for abortion. I'll do everything in my power to make sure that, you know, that we do the stories that represent us. You know, and I was thinking, oh, we're in trouble. We're so in trouble. So we need to start speaking up, writing letters, going in, being represented, showing ourselves. Because at the end of the day, somebody could argue and say, that might not do anything, Kate, because look at all these states that could have done something in the last 50 years and haven't. And I understand that. But we're still, I think, held accountable for what we do or don't do personally. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter sometimes what you'll only participate if the outcome is such and such. We can't work like that. We have to work within our own accountability as a person. And so can I look myself in the mirror and say I've done enough on this issue? I can't. I can't look myself in the mirror and say I have done enough. We've got to do more. We just have to. We just can't sit idly by anymore. Caller, you have about 30. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, we have to be accountable. And if we do all we can do, then we can say, well, I've done everything I can personally do for this cause. But we just haven't done enough. And we've stayed too silent. And I don't think that's going to fare real well for us in our silence. So here's an invitation to start writing, to start showing up, to start having your voice heard on this, and do everything humanly possible that you can do to prevent 125,000 deaths a day. We got to do something. 125,000. That's. I'm going to be right back with Melissa. We're going to be talking about Marxism. A lot of things maybe people out there don't know. So I hope we can all get educated a little bit more. Also, Mark McClish coming on, talking about how to spot a liar. On Friday, I have Dr. Mark Skidmore talking about the missing $23 trillion. What happened after he found it? Just Joe individual out there finding it. What happened afterwards will shock you. And we have a lot on the show. So anyway, we even have more than that on Friday. I'll get to. Anyway, be right back.
Stop suffering with pain. Tune in Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Be Pain-Free radio show, featuring nationally renowned chiropractic specialist Dr. Ward Wagner. You've seen Dr. Wagner as a guest on the hugely popular TV show, The Doctors, and his knowledge of cutting-edge, non-surgical, drug-free pain solutions is unsurpassed.
Listen to Dr. Ward Wagner Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Be Pain-Free Radio Show. Brought to you by Dixie Chiropractic. Right here on St. George News Radio. 1450 KZNU.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage. StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.